Good evening, everyone. It's a pleasure to be back. I think it's our first Thursday Night Live in quite some time, and hopefully 2 weeks from now is a great Thanksgiving, so we won't have a share. But after that, hopefully we'll get into a more consistent every other week schedule, and we'll try to map out a schedule for the next couple months and send it out so the dates can be set. We all know the story in the beginning of Parsha, Parsha's Vayera, with Avraham Avinu and the Malachim. And I'd like to discuss an issue tonight of Hachmasas Orchim and really a fascinating Chiddush. We know, just to re-familiarize ourselves with what we'll lay in on Shabbos. So, Vayera Lav Hashem and Be'elu Dei Mamri, in source number one, V'yoshev Pesach Ol Kachom Yom. Avraham Avinu sitting at the tent, it's hot. V'yisah Inav, Avraham Avinu raises his eyes, V'yar, and he sees V'hinei Shlosha Nashim Nitzavim Alav, the three people standing over him, standing near him, V'yar, he sees them. They already said V'yar. V'yar, he sees them. V'yarats, he runs Likrasam to call out to them, Pesach Ol from the tent. Vaishtachu Arza. Avraham Avinu sees these people and he runs to them. Now let's focus. Vayomar Adonai, no matzasi chem beinecha, al nasa avor mi'al avdecha. So when we're little in school, the classic chumish assignment or type of question is mi amar al mi. I hated mi amar al mis. I hated them. Mi amar al mi. So let's play that. Let's do that exercise. In Pasuk Gimel, Mi Amar El Mi. So who's speaking? So Avraham Avinu is speaking. Who's he speaking to? Hashem. Vayomer Hashem. So now we have to explain, to translate, to tights the rest of the Pasuk. He says to God, Imna Matzasi Chein Beinecha, if I find favor in your eyes, Al Na Savor Mi'al Avdecha, don't leave. Okay, it's definitely valid. Is there another way to understand the pasuk? So who else could Avraham Avinu be talking to? The Malachim. But why does he call them Hashem?
No.
Well, Adonai also means from Adon, master.
There's three of them, so it can't be
singular,
but it's
the
ultimate.
Beinecha is singular. It's just said, Imna Matzasichein Beinechem. And Al Nas Savor.
Right.
Savor is also singular.
Right. Yeah, but the thing is, you have different malachim who have different tasks. And so there was one malach who was tasked for the task at hand. And the
good.
Other
so good. So you have two opinions. You have two opinions in Rashi who Avraham Avinu is talking to. If you take a look at Rashi in source number two, the first explanation in Rashi, Vayomer Hashem, Vayomer. You can't read Vayomer Hashem because Hashem's not talking. Vayomer. He said to the greatest of the three, the Karukulam Adonim, he called all the master. But to the greatest one, he said, you do not pass. Meaning Rashi's explaining why he says in singular, if he's speaking to three people, he told the Gadol, you don't go anywhere. The Kevon Shalyavaru, Yamdu Chaver Vimo. So since the Gadol won't leave, the other Malachim won't leave either. Avraham Avinu says, Rashi B'loshon Zehu Chol. The word Aleph Tal Nun Yud is not Hashem's name. It's referring to a Lashon of Adon, master. Avraham Avinu is talking to the angels. The second pshat says, Rashi Davar Acher Kodeshu. The word, it's Hashem. V'haya Omer LaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avraham Avinu is talking to God. And he said to him, Lahamtin Lo, wait for me, Ad Sheyarutz V'yachnes Es Orchim. Hashem, you're coming to visit me. You're with me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing Bikur Cholim. Hold on. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to greet these people. And it's a massive... You could ask it, Mitzvah Bal Yadchal Tach Mitzena. Avram's doing a mitzvah, being the Kabbal Pnei Shechina. Why? Emavir and Alam Mitzvos. But ask more fundamentally. He put God on hold. Call waiting is one of the, I don't say the worst inventions, but call waiting, so it drives me crazy. Someone, I'm talking on the phone, and someone else calls, so I find myself, hold on, someone else is calling, why is that person more important? Okay, sometimes it might be more important, so fine. But more often than not, it's not, it's rude. It's rude to put someone on hold to go to. He put God on hold. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was visiting Avram Avinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was visiting Avram Avinu, and Avram Avinu said, and Avram didn't know there were angels. He didn't know there were angels. He was doing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they're people. So he tells God, Lahamtin, Hamtin, wait. So the Gemara picks up on this in source number 3, and the Gemara says an astounding chiddush. Amar Rav Yudah Marav, this is source 3 on what says page 2, is page 1. Gedola hachnasas orchin nehakbalas pnei shechina. You see from here that hachnasas orchin is even greater than greeting the shechina. Tichsev vayomer Hashem imnamatasichem enacha. Amar Belazer, Bore, come and see. Shalok kemidas hakadosh baruch hu midas basar adam. God and people, the way we treat them are different. Midas basar adam ein katan yachalomer legadol hamtein ad sheavo etzlecha. The child doesn't tell the adult, or the simple person doesn't tell the Talmud Chacham, do me a favor, wait for me. Avraham Avinu told God, Avraham Avinu is a katan, everyone's a katan, vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Avraham Avinu tells God, hold on. So you see that Hachnasas Orachim is even greater than Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina. And that is something I think that needs to be understood. Hachnas Zorachim, I don't think anyone here would deny, tremendous mitzvah. And we'll see just how tremendous in a few minutes. Tremendous mitzvah, the chesed you could do. I'm not sure that every time we invite company for a meal, that's really called Hachnas Zorachim. Someone's traveling through town, there's nowhere to go. There's a person that doesn't have money and you invite them in. People don't have any meals, they don't have any friends. Hachnas Zorachim is tremendous, what you could do to a person and build them up, but it's greater than that which I would have thought until seeing this is there's nothing greater. Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchina. So how can it be that Gadol Hachnasas Orachim even more than Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchina? That's my question. I don't know if anyone has any. Let me go a step further. Let me go a step back. How did Avraham Avinu know this? We know it from Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu told the Kadosh Baruch Hu, hold on. Al nasavor mi avdecha, I'm going to do Hachnasas Orachim. Where did Avraham Avinu know that? We know that from Avraham Avinu. Had Avraham Avinu know that Kabbalah Shmei Shechina is trumped by Hachnasas Orachim?
It's in his genes.
How do you know? How did Avinu know? The Gemara says Avinu kept Kol Torah Kula. He kept Mitzvahs Daraisa, he kept Mitzvahs Darabanan. So how do you know?
Because that's the greatness of Avraham Avinu, that he was able to intuit these things from looking in the universe. How did he know that there's only one God? It's the same. It's the thing. In other words, there was something inherent about him.
That's easier to understand. That like Rabbi Chana Wasserman and others explained that Emuna is pashut when we think about it. But to say that there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but greeting three random guys is greater than hanging out with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He had to know that from somewhere. Where did he get that from?
Well, maybe he thought they were starving. They were thirsty. They need something like that. God can, in his mind, God can wait because these people.
These are people. He's God.
But still, I mean, his life was about chesed. And here's
I think he had to know it from somewhere. He had to have learned it, okay. Understood it. So those are two questions. Number one, so that's the first question. Where Avraham Avinu know, but more fundamentally, why should it be? Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina, we're yearning for Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina. The Hachnasas Orachim is great. So let's take a step back and understand what is it? It's Mitzvah Daraisa or Mitzvah Darabanan? Hachnasas Orachim. Mitzvah Daraisa or Mitzvah Darabanan? Okay. That means it's Daraisa?
No, I mean it's pretty high up there.
Hashkamas beis hamedrash beis that's the Daraisa. The schar is great, but the schar can be great for Darabanan. Hashkamas beis hamedrash shachris varvis. What's the Daraisa there? I know you're a Hashkama guy, but what's?
You're supposed to pray every day.
It's a mitzvah Daraisa. How many times a day?
To pray at least once a day.
Well, that's macholgas the Rabban and the Ramban. But even if you learn it's mitzvah Daraisa, it's once a day. So Hashkamas beis hamedrash shachris varvis. And is mitzvah daven? Is mitzvah Daraisa to go to shul? We should all go to shul. It's a mitzvah Daraisa to go to shul. Arvis is a rishus.
So why is it
think? What? Behaf l'recha kamocha, and that includes everything. So the Rambam has an interesting chiddush. which we could spend time analyzing the Rambam. We'll touch on the Chiddush. The Rambam writes in source 4, Mitzvahs aseh shel divrayim. What's divrayim? Derabonim. The mitzvah derabonim, levakir cholim, to do bikir cholim. Lenachim avelim, to comfort the mourners. L'hotzi ames, to bury the dead, or to escort the dead. L'hachnas kala, to help a kala get married. U'lelavos orachim, which is, okay, why the Rambam say l'lavos orachim and not l'hachnas orachim, that's the mitzvah of levayas orachim. After they come, you escort them out, you don't just let them leave. One could question, I don't know, I had this thought yesterday, for the first time, why the Rambam says l'lavos orachim and not l'hachnas orachim. If anyone has a suggestion, please share later. U'lis asik b'chol tzorchei akvura, to take care of all aspects of the kvura. There's another kasha here. The Rambam should have said l'hotzi ames, and then it will asasik b'chol tzorchei kvura. The Rambam starts bringing out the dead, and then goes to helping the kala get married and the guests, and then goes back to taking care of the rest of the aspects of the kvura. That's ha'ara question number 2 on the Rambam, which I'm not going to address tonight, partially because it's not part of the shir, and partially because I don't have an answer. L'asei salat kasef, to carry on the dead on the shoulder, v'leilech lefana, v'lispod, v'lachvor, v'likvor, all the aspects of the kvura. Also a question, why does Rambam tell you every single aspect of the kvura and spell it out by other mitzvah? Okay. V'chein l'samech kala, v'achasan, u'lasadam, v'chol tzorchem, help a chasan kala get married, make them happy, v'elein gemilas chasam, shagufo she'elam shir. You're right, Barry. Elam shir of their old durabonin. Afa pisha kol mitzvos elam idivrayem. Even though they're all durabonin, harei hein bichlal v'haf lorecha kamoka. As Russell said, they're still included in v'haf lorecha kamoka. So what does that mean? They're deraisa or the durabonin? They're durabonin, but they're part of v'haf lorecha kamoka. So doesn't that mean that they're deraisa? So I think that the explanation that they say is that it's a chi of derabanan, but there's a ki of deraisa. Your obligation to do the hachnasas orchim is a chi of derabanan, but when you do it, you fulfill. You get a check on your list that you fulfilled a mitzvah deraisa. But if you don't do it, you weren't mevatel mitzvah deraisa. You're mevatel mitzvah derabanan, but. However way you're going to understand that line in the Rambam, it's clear in the Rambam that the obligation to do Hachnasas Orachim is Dirabonim. And I think that furthers the question even, it makes the question even stronger. You're telling me that Hachnasas Orachim is greater than Kabbalah Sfei Shechina, it's only a Dirabonim. So not only is it such a huge chiddush, you have a mitzvah that relates to people, which is even greater than Kabbalah Sfei, it's a mitzvah Dirabonim. I think that furthers the question.
Is it possible that Avram understood the concept of Allah, which is the Doraisa, like Kadosh Baruch Hu came to visit him, from an intuitive perspective, if he understood, if Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing this, I'm supposed to do things as well, even if it means putting, you know, Allah Bidrachu means you're supposed to explain to Gemara, you have to do what he did, mahu afata, just
right. Kadosh Baruch. Maybe that's even very nice.
I don't know.
Okay, that's a very interesting point.
Also, I have some questions on the Rambam, right? Like, why these specific items?
Right.
So I think what they all have in common is the level of effort and going out of one's way specifically for someone else, like completely selflessly. I think that's kind of the focus of most of these mitzvahs. And not necessarily orchim, you could be more passive about it. Some could, you know, they have to be passing through.
Right.
But I think what we learned from Avram, from this week's Parshas, he by Yaros, like, he gets
all
up,
the details, all the actions,
right,
the Torah describes.
It was Rizos, he ran up to, you know, he didn't...
Right.
He didn't just let it come to him. He made sure to grab the mitzvah.
Interesting. Very good. So now we have this, we find that Rishonim and Achronim speak very, very highly about Hachnasas Orachim. The Chafetz Chaim in Source 5 in Sefer Avas Chesed writes, Kama chaviva mitzvah Hachnasas Orachim lefnei Hashem Yisbarach. How special is it? He goes on to say there's a whole parsha in the Torah. This parsha, Perek Yud Ches, many psukim, which describe a lot of mundane activities of Avraham Avinu. It could have said he had guests and he took care of them. All these aspects, all these psukim the Torah is writing to show how special Hachnasas Orachim is in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Meiri in Source 7 has a line which at first glance is wild, then you think about it, maybe it's not. It says the Meiri, Lo'olam yishtadel adam maknasas orachim. A person should try very hard for maknasas orachim. She'ein lecha mitzvah gedola haymena. Now, I happen to speak dramatically. This is the best day of my life. This is I talk that way. The Meiri's a Rishon. He's not being overly dramatic like Malitsky. Ein lecha mitzvah gedola haymena. There is no greater mitzvah. Now, sometimes you do find that Rishonim speak. Now, it's not so crazy when you think about it, because Hakhnasas Orachim is greater than Kabbalah Pnei Shechina. So if it's great, we don't find anything else that's greater than Kabbalah Pnei Shechina. So if it's going to override hanging out with the Kadosh Baruch Hu and agreeing the Shechina, it must be. It's so great. But to see those words, Ein lecha mitzvah gedola haymena, is very extreme. You find halachic applications based on this. Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says, you have guests over. I'm not talking about you have a buddy over to watch a game. You have a real guest, a case of Hakhnasas Orachim. And he's in your house, and he unpacks his stuff, and he's sitting at the kitchen table, and there's 10-10 Marv, the last Marv in town. It's been as manam at RJJ. The last Marv. You're going to leave your guest there. You're doing the mitzvah Hakhnasas Orachim versus davening in the minyan. So what should you do?
Take him to the minyan.
He davened already.
Sure, why you
won't
come back?
Or he doesn't want to dav, I don't know. What do you do?
You have your wife entertained while you go.
Well, you have Yichud, he doesn't want to talk to her. He doesn't talk to your wife, I'm just saying. So says Rav Shlomo Zalman, if he is going to be embarrassed or uncomfortable being there alone, no, some people don't mind. Some people maybe like it better. I just got off a flight, I'm sitting down, I want my... If he's going to be uncomfortable or annoyed to be there alone, it is, even if you're going to miss Tefillah B'Tzibur, Minyan, you should stare at the guest. Now you say, whoa, but it's not so crazy, because what is Tefillah in essence? Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina, right? You're greeting the Shechina. So if Hakhnasas Orachim is greater than Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina, Hakhnasas Orachim is greater than Tefillah B'Tzibur. Halacha l'maaseh, says Rav Shlomo Zalman. Okay, if he can stay alone, that's obviously better. But if not, so greater than tefillah b'tzibur. There's a famous story of Chaim Ozer Grzynski, who in Europe it was a freezing sukkah. We think this year it was cold some nights. Imagine Vilna in a late sukkah. Rav Chaim Ozer was already ill, and he had a guest over, and Kate was freezing. He said to the guest, I'm not feeling well. It's very cold. Mitzdar, Pater Minasukah, he went inside. Around 10 minutes later, he comes back outside with a heavy winter coat, and the guy says, you went inside. Mitzdar, Pater Minasukah. He says, Mitzdar is Pater Minasukah, but Mitzdar is not Pater from Hakhnasas Orachim. Hakhnasas Orachim is a very big deal. There's a sefer that told us Yaakov Yosef, one of the great early Rebbe's, and he has it is a line which to this day I saw this a few years ago, I can't understand this line. He says, O Shamati Mimori, I'm not sure if that's, I forgot right now who this is, it could be it's the Baal Shem Tov or the Baal Tanya, I don't remember, I'll try to remember later and let us know next time. Biur Gedola, Hakhnasas Orachim, sorry, Biur, an explanation of Gedola Hakhnasas Orachim Kabbalas Pnei Shechina. V'hiksha, he asked the question, the Ola, and it comes out, Shalapamim, Hakhnasas Orachim, who bitul Torah, O Sipure Lashon Hara. Sometimes having a guest over leads to bitul Torah. You have guests over and you want to learn, you have to entertain the guest. Or it leads to Sipure Lashon Hara. Depending who the guest is, they might be talking Lashon Hara at your table. Mikol Makom Gedol Hakhnasas Orachim. Wow. Wow, what does that mean? That means it's mutter to hear Lashon Hara, which you go through the Chafetz Chaim. How many lavin are there to hear Lashon Hara? You could violate Sipur Lashon Hara and Bittul Torah, Talmud Torah, Kenega Kulam, for Hakhnasas Orachim. So maybe it means Safik Lashon Hara, maybe it means Avak Lashon Hara. It's a tremendous Chiddush. Even if it means Sipure Lashon, I'm not passing that it's mutter to talk Lashon Hara if you have guests at the Shabbos meal tomorrow night. But he says, some Gedol Hakhnasas Orachim, Yosem Kibbalas Mishkina, because your Hakhnasas Orachim might lead to Lashon Hara and Bittul Torah. The Chafetz Chaim in Source 11, we won't read inside, he paskins that Hakhnasas Orachim, you go learn, Mutav Yoser Shisasek B'mitzvah Zu. Better to be osik in the midst of achnasas orachim than to learn. If you know the Chafetz Chaim and the Sefer Torah Sabayis, he calculates how many mitzvahs of Talmud Torah you get every minute you learn. Yet achnasas orachim gedol achnasas orachim. Now, if you could do both, that's better.
Gedol achnasas. Every morning with Talmud Torah, can I get cool up? Every person the whole list. Achnasas orachim can't be. So it ends with Talmud Torah Kenega Kulam. It doesn't fly with this thing.
You're asking, the Chafetz Chaim writes, Im Hishkim Leil Chabes HaMedesh Vin Izdamin Lo Orchim Mutav Yoster Zag Mitzvah Zu, there's no one else home to take care of them. But why? Talmud Torah Kenega. So I think the answer is that when it comes to Talmud Torah, if it's a mitzvah that's E.F. Shalasso Sa'idei Echerim, if there's a mitzvah that no one else can do, so then you're supposed to go do the mitzvah, even if it means stopping to learn. We don't say Osek B'mitzvah, Pater B'mitzvah, when it comes to Talmud Torah. Because of Lumod, I think it's because of Lumod, Lishmor V'lasos. We learn Amanas Lasos. So that's why if there's someone else to take care of it, someone else should take care of it.
I think there was a story that he said the Chafetz Chaim's sister came to visit him. He hadn't seen her in like 26 years.
No, what?
And he said hello.
I think it was the Rav.
He was a grub?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's, and then he didn't...
He spent 2 minutes with him.
Yeah.
That would have been Hachnachas Orchim, and yet he learned Torah and didn't...
Maybe his wife took it. There are a lot of kashas on that besides Achnas Zorchim. There's a wild story I saw that
Reb Leib didn't see his wife for 40 years or something.
24, 12 and 12. All right. So Reb Leib Chasman was one of the great Bali Musar, was zochet to have dinner at the Chavetz Chaim's house one Shabbos. And he came back with a bunch of other guests to the Chavetz Chaim's house. They get home and they right away went straight to Kiddush, Hamotzi, and Fish. So it's interesting because the Chafetz Chaim writes that we have the minhag to say Shalom Aleichem. So he turned to the Chafetz Chaim and he said, why don't you say Shalom Aleichem? They did Shalom Aleichem after Fish. So he said to the Chafetz Chaim, why are you saying Shalom Aleichem now? Why don't you say Shalom Aleichem earlier? So the Chafetz Chaim said, we're saying Shalom Aleichem to the angels. The angels don't get hungry. They can wait. But my guests are hungry, so they give the guests right away. Achnas Orchim. Trump's, this is not as big of a deal as trumping Talmud Torah, but this minog of singing Shalom Aleichem right away, that being the first thing we do, the guests are hungry, the angels are hungry. So after Fish, we'll do Shalom Aleichem. We'll say just a couple more. We'll mention briefly some other halachas. There's a halacha of Malicha of salting meat. So how long you have to salt the meat? The Shulchan Aruch says that the minimum amount of time is 18 or 20 minutes. That's true b'di'evad. Ideally, you salt the meat for an hour. Says the Shulchan Aruch that if it's in honor of guests or for Tzorech Shabbos, then l'chakila, you can rely on the 20 minutes. Again, just we see this idea that Achnasas Orachim has a special status in halacha where we're going to either rely on kulas, mevatel mitzvos, or rely on b'di'evads for achnasas orachim. The Tzitz Eliezer has a tshuva, if you have a hotel, and it's in 9 days, you're not supposed to launder even the sheets and put on fresh sheets during the 9 days. That's the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. You have a person who owns a hotel, and they have guests coming. So is that mutter? It's orach mitzvah. I mean, parnasa, not parnasa. So says the Tzitz Eliezer, first he's talking about if they're dirty, so it's mutter to do the laundry. If it's lahavir sazuma, just to cleanse the clothing. But on the bottom two lines of source 15, on the bottom of page 5, he says, ula ravcha de milsa, ula sniff ba'alma. So it doesn't sound like he's definitively passing this way. Yish lahosef ilomar, delgabe baal hamalon, shemachlef ha-mitzayim avur ha-oreach. The innkeeper, the owner of the hotel who wants to change the sheets for the guest, have like kemachlef l'dvar mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. A mitzvah. The amount that they're charging us, how much is that a mitzvah? Hainu kelekai mitzvah nasarachim. The chashiv is a mitzvah l'gabei agam shemekabal schar. Even though he's receiving payment, tachnas nasarachim, it's a mitzvah, and he can do the laundry and change the sheets. L'dvar mitzvah. Tachnas nasarachim. And there's so many halachas. There's a tshuva, the next source, that we know you're not allowed to eat in shul. You're not allowed to eat in shul, but the Talmidei Chachamim can eat in shul because they're living. So the Sefer Yaskil Avdi, which is a Rav Avdi Hadayah, is one of the great Svardasha poskim, he says l'makom mitzvot smutter. So if you have guests in shul, the shul's hosting guests, achnas azorchem makom mitzvot smutter. There's a shita of the yavetz that for achnas azorchem you can give guests meat during the 9 days. We don't poskim this way, unless you have me over. No, we don't poskim that way. But you see again achnasas orchim, achnasas orchim. It's ein l'cha mitzvah gedola mizu, according to Meiri. Are there from Minyan and Talmud Torah and all these other halachas? Fascinating. And the question that begs itself is why? Okay. Well, at the end, we'll go back to how Avraham Avinu knew it. But let's try to understand why should it be? Why is it that achnasas orchim? What's so special? It's a mitzvah. It's a nice mitzvah. It's a chashuv mitzvah. Greater than Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina. So the Maharal has an unbelievable insight. It's such a powerful and inspirational insight. We're going to skip around, go to the last page, page 7. Source 23. I'm just going to grab a little bit of water. And we'll read it inside together, because that's how beautiful it is. So the Gemara also says that achnas orchim is greater than going to the base medrash. So he says as follows: Perush achnas orchim lechvod ha'adam ha'oreach. Achnas orchim is in honor of the man, the person, the guest. Shehu nivra b'tzem elokim. Man was created in the image of God. The davar zeh nechshav inyan eloki. Bringing in a guest is considered a heavenly, a godly matter. Kimo mishu mashkin lebeis hamedrash l'torah shi elokis. One who goes to learn what we're doing right now, we're all doing a devar elokis. We're being engaged in a godly, heavenly, beautiful activity. That's hakshkamas beis hamedrash, and that's also achnasas orchim. And he quotes the Mishnah in Avos, chaviv ha'adam shenivra b'tzelam elokim. How precious is man that they're created in the image of God. Chavivim Yisrael, Shnasalam Kleichem. How fortunate is the Jewish people that they receive the Torah? Elu Shneim Shavim. They're equal. Okay, I'll skip down the next line. V'kamar of Dimi, Yoser, Meshkamas Beis HaMedrash. Rav Dimi said it's even greater than going to learn. Kechnas Zorachim, Zeu Atzmo, Kavod Elokim. L'haknes Adon Lebeso. U'lechabit Oso, Shenivra, B'demus, Tzem Elokim. Learning is a Dvar Elokim, but bringing in a guest who was created in the image of God, has God in him, is also a Dvar Elokim. And if you skip down, this is unbelievable. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Gedolach Nasarachim make Kabbalah Spanish Shechina, the next paragraph from the book. The Kol Zem Mitam Asher Amarnu, Ki Adam Nivra B'Tzelem Yotro. Man was created in the image of God. To greet the Shechina is not kavod Shechina. What does that mean? What does that mean by engaging God or greeting God or whatever the Aravino did, spend time with God? That's not a kavod to the Shechina. Why? Ki lo yirani v'chai. Man can't really see God. If you get too close to the Shechina, what happens? Ki lo yirani ha'adam v'chai. We can't live. We'll disappear. We can't really engage God. The ein davar zeh k'mo achnasas orchim. This is not like achnasas orchim. Shehu mechabit ha'adam kasher bo'er lav panim chadoshos. When you honor a person who comes to you, v'chaviv alav adam shenivra b'tzelem elokim kasher nira lav, and this person is precious to you, who's created in the image of God. V'meschaber legamri el tzelem elokim hazeh. When you engage with people and you bring someone to your house, that person is Tzelem Elokim. So you're actually coming into contact and engaging and spending time with God, the God that's in this person. God himself, Kabbalah, Pnei Shechina, you can't. Kilo Yirani Adam Chai. So you can actually get closer to God through people, through human interaction, than you can with God himself. So Gedola V'yosem Kabbalah Shechina Ki Ein Chibur El Shechina. You can't really connect to the Shechina, but you could connect to the God that's in this person. You should really understand this. The difference Ki ein lichtav yosher mizeh. Sounds like I rest my case. I rest my case. And that really explains it. We're viewing a Knesset Zorachim, or I would have viewed a Knesset Zorachim as it's a chesed to another person. This is interpersonal skills. A person is down, I can build them up. No. If we view people as a Tzem Elokim, then we're engaging HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what a different way to look at people in general. This can really be true for most Gemilas Chasadim, most Be'adam HaChaveiro. I look at a person, I'm looking at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm engaging a person, I'm talking to a person, I'm dealing with a person, I'm dealing and talking and speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that person. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, there's a distance. I can't hug HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I can't get too close. So Gedola Knesset Zorachim Yosef Kabbalas Pnei Shechina, because you could actually engage the Shechina in a way that you can't with the Shechina himself. A very, very beautiful, line, a very beautiful insight of the Maharal.
Does this apply to Goyim also then?
A Goyim are never B'Tzal Malakim? Mish says Chaviv Adam. Adam is referring to everyone, right? But is there a mitzvah of Knesset Zorachim? But it could be a Kadosh Baruch who told us to the mitzvah of Knesset Zorachim is for non-Jews also?
I don't know.
It's definitely a nice thing to do, leaving out the Isser of Lo Sichani, but certainly I don't know if there's a chiyuv, a mitzvah. What?
They're always lumped together.
Right, so it sounds from this Maharal that it's really any human interaction, when you look at a person, I mean, it'll totally change the way we interact with each other. When you say good job to someone tomorrow, you're saying good job to the kashbark, or the kashbark that's in this person. Chaviv Adam should never betell him. Really, it's a totally different way of looking at people and interacting with people. Yeah, Arkady.
I don't know if this makes sense, but looking at it historically, after the flood, after the generation of Noah, you know, the argument of Noah's sort of failure in engaging the people around him, in being somebody who can appreciate the good in others or help bring out the good in others, you know, the mission of Abraham was the opposite of that. So, you know, in a way, maybe, that really is sort of
this goes well with Avraham Avinu and his whole approach to life, certainly after Noah and the flood, that Avraham Avinu just became. I mean, Avraham Avinu wasn't just the ultimate Baal Chesed. We view Avraham as the ultimate Baal Chesed. Avraham Avinu was able to bring that godliness, see the godliness in people.
And that mindset is sort of the link that keeps the world going.
Yeah.
Meaning, you know, it hopefully keeps it from another catastrophic destruction.
Right, beautiful. The Meiri seems to take a different approach. Seems, and I don't know exactly what is the pshat of the Meiri, but hopefully together we can work it through. The Meiri quotes is explaining this Gemara. If you take a look at the end of the second line, it's the last page, source 24. Umikan amru. From here we see gedol achnasas orchim. Mekbalas pnei Shechina, klomar. Klomar always means meaning to say. Rashi often will say klomar when something's not clear in the Gemara. So the Meir is explaining to us why Kabbalas pnei Shechina gets trumped by Hachnasas Orchim. Sharoi Adam Levatel Shkeda So, his Bodidu So, it's fit, it's proper for a person to push away his desire, his passion, this bodhidusa, his bodhis, his being alone, his thinking of God, lichvod habrios, ulachnasas orchim, to honor people and to bring in guests. It doesn't sound from the Meiri that hachnasas orchim is a function or a manifestation of godliness. I mean, according to Maharal, it's not that hachnasas orchim overrides Kabbalas Pnei Shechina. Hachnasas Orachim is another type of Kabbalas Pnei Shechina. It's a greater Kabbalas Pnei Shechina because you can't really come in contact with the Shechina. It sounds from the Meiri that it's like a bittul. one thing is trumping another. Hakhnas Zorachim is so great in its own right, it's worth pushing aside your other spiritual matters. And if that's true, I don't really know, then all of our questions, I think, a little go back, why should that be? It goes well with the Meiri that said, Ein lecha mitzvah gedola mizu. That was the Meiri from earlier. But why? Why would, if you're going to tell me like the Maharal, I understand it. But according to Meiri, that it seemed like it's a separate entity, which is greater than Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina. Why? And I don't have a good answer for that.
I think there is an answer.
Good. There definitely is an answer. I didn't say there isn't an answer.
If you're so obsessed and fixated with your, what Martin Buber called the I-Thou relationship, right? Then that relationship is to the exclusion of everything else. And then you become isolated and you don't have human interaction.
And the point of us in this world is Lasov Varal, Shavas Yisara, to populate the world, to build the world. And if you're singularly focused on Kabbalah Shechina, so it leads to a breakdown in what...
Not to mention the fact that even Avraham Avinu was known for what? Tzedek u'mishpat.
Right?
This is the whole thing. But you can't do tzedek u'mishpat if you're not interacting with other people.
Very good. Very good. Beautiful. Let me just end quickly, very interestingly. How did Avraham Avinu know this? How did he know? Who told him? He didn't learn... maybe he did, but I don't think he learned the Gemara in Shabbos that says... The Gemara and Shabbos learned it from Avraham Avinu. Had Avraham Avinu know that it's greater. So I saw in a Sefer Umasokor, which is an amazing Sefer. I share a lot of insights from there. They're publishing it now in English, which every time there's like, it's great. It's beautiful. He says as follows. We have to work through the logic. If the Shechina was greater than Hakhnas Zorachim, right? If the Shechina was greater than Hakhnas Zorachim, well, let's go back. Why Avram brought out this sun in the heat? Why did he do that? So he should keep the people away. So he shouldn't go outside. If Kabbalah's plan of Shechina is greater, then he wouldn't have to bring Hakhnas Zorachim wouldn't have needed to bring out the sun. He could have visited Avram Avinu. And if Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina is greater than Chazon Aruchim, then guests would come. Avraham Avinu wouldn't have been able to go outside because Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina is greater. So Kadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have needed to bring out the hot sun to keep him inside. From the fact they had to bring out the hot sun, it must be that there wasn't a sun. Then Avraham Avinu would have had to leave Kadosh Baruch Hu and go to do the Shechina. Otherwise, Kadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have needed the sun. That's a pshat in Cheshbon. As to how Avraham Avinu knew it. The Gra and others ask another question. How do we know from here that a Kabbalah's plan, that Hakhnas Zorachim is greater than? Maybe it's as good. How do you know it's greater? Maybe it's as good. It's as important. How do you know it's more important? So the Gra and others say, very interesting, there's halacha that when you... Many people, when they leave a shul, they leave the Aron Kodesh after getting psicha, or you see this when people leave the kotel, you don't turn your back to it. You walk away slowly, as if to show that part of it's like a respect that you don't turn your back to someone. I heard that Rav Huttner was, there's a halacha in the Rambam, in the Gemara, that, I don't know if it's the Gemara, it's definitely in the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, that for a Rebbe, you don't turn your back to a Rebbe. Don't turn your back to a parent. Rav Huttner supposedly was makbid on his talmidim. But you don't turn. You show that you don't want to leave. Okay, when you're going to do a mitzvah, you run. Right, you run when you're going to do a mitzvah. The Shulchan Aruch writes that on Shabbos, even though you're not allowed to run on Shabbos, you're not allowed to take very large steps. Psiyagasa. If you're going to shul, then it's mutter. That's what the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Sadi in source 20 on page 6 now. Mitzvah la rutz kishaholech lebeis hakneses v'chein l'chol devar mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to run when you go to shul and to any mitzvah. I feel b'shabbos sh'asu l'vso p'siyagasa. You can't run on Shabbos. It's still a mitzvah to go to shul. But when you leave shul, then it's usher to run. Fine. you're leaving shul, you can't run. Let's say you're leaving shul to go do a mitzvah. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, then it could run. If you're leaving shul to go to learn, you're allowed to run. Even though you're not allowed to run out of shul, if you're going to do a mitzvah, you're allowed to run. So Avram Avinu, this is an amazing, amazing shot. Avram Avinu sees the guests. So what does he go do? How does he get there?
He runs.
Vayaretz. It says the Gra, if you're going to tell me that they're equal, Avram Avinu is leaving a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's running away from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The only way he's allowed to run away from a Kadosh Baruch Hu is if he's running to do a mitzvah. So therefore, it must be that Hakhnas Orchina is even greater than Kabbalah Spanei Shechina, because if it was only equal, Avram Avinu would never have run, he would have walked there. So if in fact Avram Avinu ran, says the Gra, or maybe I saw this another Sefer, you get a Chumash, by the Akedah, you see something very interesting. By the Akedah, the Malach tells Avram Avinu, Atishlach Yadcha El Hanar, Akaslo Ma'uma, Kiati Dati Kirilo Kim Atav, Lachasaklis Binukhe Sidukhe Mena. Next passage. V'isa Avram is Einav. Avram looks up. V'yarvin Ayal Achar Nechaz B'svach B'karnav. He sees the animal, so he's going to not use the knife to shecht his son. He's going to use the knife to shecht and bring a korban, right? So what does it say? V'yelech Avram. Avram walked. Avram didn't run. Why didn't Avram run? Because what he was running from was much greater. The mitzvah, while it was still a command to shecht his son, was a greater mitzvah. So now he's going to do something not as great. So he didn't run, he walked to do it. Here by the Malachim, Avram Avinu is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it says, Vayaretz, he ran, it must have, he was going to do, was even greater. So that's how we know from HaKadosh Baruch Hu bringing the son, and that's how Avram Avinu knew. And we know that not only is HaKadosh Baruch Hu on par, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is even greater than Kabbalah Shepanei Shechina from Avraham's running. Ein Lecha Mitzvah Gedol Mizu trumps all these other mitzvahs and halachas, and feed them out. It's very beautiful. It's not just stam chesed to be a good person. It's to engage, to really engage the tzelem elokim in people, to realize that chavir adam shenivar b'tzelem, by a kadosh baruch hu we could get close but not too close. Ki lo yirani ha'adam v'chai. But by people we could actually see, bring God into our house by fulfilling the mitzvah of kadosh baruch hu.